From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday called new United Nations sanctions on North Korea just another very small step.
It was nice to get a 15-0 vote, but those sanctions are nothing compared to what ultimately will have to happen.
North Korea strongly criticized the UN Security Council's decision to impose tough new sanctions. The new sanctions against Pyongyang will impose a ban on the country's textile exports and cap imports of crude oil. French President Emmanuel Macron promised a fast, exemplary reconstruction of the Caribbean islands of St. Martin and St. Barthélemy. Both islands were struck by Hurricane Irma. Pascal Davies has more.
Macron promising a large-scale rebuild in the battered islands and says a return to normal life is the priority. According to a provisional tally, Irma killed 10 people on the French-speaking St. Barthélemy and in the French part of St. Martin.
Relief efforts for the region have stepped up since Sunday, with France and the Netherlands sending in military units. They're giving food and water to residents and helping them clear the damaged houses and streets. Some Florida residents have begun returning to their homes after Hurricane Irma. Officials have warned the recovery would be frustrating and lengthy. President Donald Trump said the devastation was far greater than anyone thought, and the White House says that the president is planning to visit Florida on Thursday. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for stories, videos, and more. From Washington, this is VOA News. Apple has rolled out its much-anticipated iPhone X. The phone features wireless charging, an infrared camera, and special hardware for facial recognition, which replaces fingerprint recognition. The home button found on previous iPhones is now gone, and users will have to tap the phone to wake up. The iPhone X ships on November 3rd and is priced at $999. But it's not the only mobile device making news, as Ryan Brooks explains.
Early signs that Samsung's next Galaxy Note is rising from the ashes. Company execs on Tuesday saying pre-orders for the Note 8 have hit over 650,000 in just 5 days, proving that even after the disastrous recall of exploding Note 7s last year, the Samsung name still commands a loyal legion. One critical market Samsung's keeping an eye on is the world's biggest for smartphones, China. The Note 8 faces an uphill battle there, with cutthroat competition from the likes of Xiaomi and Huawei, costing Samsung a 3% market share in just 3 months from April to June.
The Note 8 officially goes on sale this Friday. Venezuelan authorities say gunmen assaulted an army patrol in an eastern area where illegal mining has become increasingly common. Miller Ortega has the details.
Authorities say 11 of the attackers were killed and one soldier was wounded in the gun battle. Officials said that the soldiers were patrolling in a remote part of Bolivar province when they were ambushed Sunday.
Lawmaker Americo de Grazia says the opposition-controlled National Assembly is opening an inquiry. He says the men killed included illegal mine workers. 17 miners were killed by a paramilitary group last year at a mine near the site of Sunday's clash. Brazil's top court authorized a new corruption and money laundering investigation of President Michel Temer on Tuesday. The Supreme Court Justice Luiz Roberto Barroso ruled there was sufficient evidence to investigate whether Temer signed a decree in May 2017 to favor a company operating in the Port of Santos in exchange for bribes. Temer's lawyers could not be located for comment on the decision, but the president has strenuously denied any wrongdoing in the cases raised against him. Two human rights groups accused the United Nations Security Council on Tuesday of ignoring large-scale ethnic cleansing of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims who were fleeing across the border to Bangladesh. Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International representatives made the charge during a news conference held at UN headquarters ahead of a closed-door council discussion on Wednesday for the Myanmar crisis. Their group said they wanted to spotlight the failure of the UN's most powerful body to demand an end to the violence being used by Myanmar to chase out the Rohingya. For in-depth coverage to these stories and more, visit voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.